Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to embark on an 8-week journey through the NFL division by division, ranking the top 10 players from each division, and it's going to be a blast. I know you're not going to agree with everything, as always, but I love it. Want to get your feedback. And I'm here today with Dave Sturcio to discuss a division near and dear to our hearts, the NFC East. Dave.
NFC East, Chart Choppers, Chop Sports Network. My man, it's been very long since you've actually been in studio.
I know.
So it's good to have you back, man.
It's good to be here.
And I know that you said 8 week, but since I'm going to make the executive decision here, okay, it will be 8 separate episodes, but there's a chance and a possibility that there's going to be like 2 episodes released a week.
Stay tuned, folks.
Just because you're going to be able to, I would hate for in the 8th week you're in October all of a sudden and like the players they're playing. Point. So yeah, we'll double up on some chart choppers because the world demands more top 10 lists, top 5 lists, all the stuff that you've been providing for us for the last couple weeks.
I appreciate it. So, few rules as we go division by division. No rookies. They have yet to play it down. Therefore, I have a little trouble putting them as the best player in a division.
I'm trying to think of Micah Parsons. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anywho, I know you're going to have a lot of problems with the NFC East being that you're so passionate about the Washington football team, is it?
Yeah, totally.
So, no, you're a big-time Cowboy fan. But bear in mind, I will go through each pick, why I feel that way, and you can tell me how I'm dead wrong when it comes to the Cowboys.
Sure.
And how I'm dead wrong when it comes to the Giants.
Okay.
So, here we go. At number 10, Dak Prescott.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Look, right off the bat.
I want to hit stop record right now. My goodness.
All right. Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in the division.
Okay. So, right off the rip, there should be a top
four. There are 9 players better than any quarterback in our division. I call it our division.
Okay. Wait, so you're telling me that Dak Prescott's going to be the only quarterback on this list?
He is the only quarterback
on
this list.
Okay, then I'll accept.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
You know, I do think Fitzpatrick's a good fit in Washington, but I don't think he's one of the 10 best players in the division.
I don't think so either.
Prescott might be higher if he didn't just, you know, lose a year.
Okay. That's fair. Fair.
I will give you he is the best quarterback in a pretty weak quarterback division overall.
Yeah, sure.
It's no slight on
it. We're waiting. It's like a very wait and see division. Like, we're waiting to see if Daniel Jones, and we're waiting to see if Hurts, and we'll see what fits. And Dak's the only proven commodity right now who knows how to win some ballgames.
Absolutely. And Hurts, you know, Philly won't even commit to him as the starter full time.
Poor kid, man. His psyche must be all messed up.
I mean, you know, it's just a joke of a quarterback division, especially I'm a Giants fan. I am not a Daniel Jones believer. It's make or break this year.
We'll see.
If he can't do it with this offense, he can't do it.
Got it. Yeah, Saquon back. We'll talk about him, I'm sure. So go ahead.
And Fitzpatrick might have a great year, but, you know, he's no spring chicken.
All right,
so that's number 10, Dak Prescott. Number 9, a player near and dear to my heart, my favorite player in the division, but another guy who's got to make or break this year, and that's Saquon Barkley.
Okay, Saquon Barkley's coming off injury, obviously, and, you know, he's got the tools to do it. He really does. I mean, he's one of the most electrifying players in the league. I mean, with the ball in his hands, just watch him go. And he's a scary sight, but he's got to stay on the field.
And I say make or break because he's coming into that time where his contract's going to come up soon. Mm-hmm. He wants to make the big money. His status to begin the season is in jeopardy. A lot of moving parts to this guy as a whole. But when he's good and going right now, I still think he's number 9.
Okay.
A lot of people are going to put him higher just based on athletic
ability.
Well,
it all depends on who you put higher. You know what I mean? Then you can debate it.
And he's my favorite guy. I'm trying to go in this as unbiased as possible. He's got a lot to prove himself, him and Jones alike.
Yeah.
Number 8, another guy who's just, I think, a superstar in the making, and if he doesn't get injured, could really get there. But Kenny Golladay, just based on pure ability, is number 8.
Kenny Golladay above Saquon Barkley.
Right now. Okay. Right now. Because Kenny Golladay is going to be on the field week 1.
This is very true. Well, so is Saquon, you would think.
I'm hearing week 3, possibly, for
Saquon. Really? All right. Well, that's okay. That's news to me. But
we'll see.
Yeah. Kenny Golladay, I mean, You know, we were talking in pre about the Lions basically not having any reps on your list of the NFC North. He would have been one.
He would have been one.
He yes. would have definitely been one.
He would have been one. And I do think he is a difference maker, and he's going to open up that offense so much. And again, if Daniel Jones can't succeed with these guys, he can't do it.
Okay.
Kenny Golladay, pure athlete, number 8.
Okay.
Number 7, one of your boys, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Okay. DeMarcus Lawrence, believe it or not, just because I'm so nitpicky with my Cowboys, I don't even think he's the best defensive lineman on the team. I think there's something to be said about Randy Gregory, but the guy has never played a full season because of marijuana charges and all this other crap when that was offensible or penalizable. I mean, what the hell's the word I'm looking for? Punishable. There you go. But yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence has definitely proven that he's one of the better pass rushers in the league. He just doesn't have the sack numbers to prove it. Now, a lot of people don't take in consideration quarterback pressures. That's a big thing, because once the quarterback's under pressure or under duress, they're either going to throw an ill-advised throw or get batted at the line or something to that effect. So I think that the sack numbers aren't as gaudy for him. But yeah, I'm just glad to see another Cowboy on the list.
He's on the list because he is a difference maker. And if the defense was a little stronger behind him, I think he'd have more access to playmaking.
Well, that's why I think this year might be a better year for him, because Gregory will be there for a full year, and they have a nice little rotation on the D-line this year as opposed to last.
Yeah, and when everyone's getting injured behind him, he really has to carry a
Correct.
Load that is
Correct.
Just impossible. But I do think he is worthy of top 10.
Yeah.
Number six, Brandon Scherff, the guard for the Washington football team. He's listed as the top guard in the league, 1 through 3. And when you're looking at that Washington team, you're giving me a puzzled look. Offensive linemen are people too.
No, because okay. I was going to say we have a better offensive lineman than better guard than him. Like, literally a better guard.
You won't even let me finish my list before you jump down my throat.
I defend my boys,
if
bro.
If I have the wherewithal to put Brandon Scherff on my list, you don't think your boy's coming on the list?
He better, is all I'm saying.
Goodness gracious, look at that. Is it more of a hating Washington or just really, really defending your boys?
It's not even defending my boy. I just know, listen, I was telling our intern, AJ, this afternoon, when it comes to the Cowboys, I'll tell you exactly. Like, there's a tweet that I put out today about Jalen Smith that has over 1,000 likes, and it's me bashing Jalen Smith. So, like, I will tell you if a Cowboy stinks. I just know that there's a guard on the Cowboys that's probably the best, one of top two guards in football.
Okay. All right.
Nah, I'm getting...
Goodness. Great. You know what?
No, bite your damn head off.
I think I'm going to take him off my list just to cause a stir. All right. Scherff, number 6.
Okay.
Washington's on the up and up.
Was it 6 or 7? I'm sorry.
6.
6, okay.
And I don't know about you, but as a Giant fan, I'm more scared of Washington than any other team. And I'm sure as a Cowboy fan, you're more scared of Washington than any other team.
Wrong. I'm more scared of the New York Giants this year. I think the Giants' defense is a lot better than everybody's advertising. And their offense, if they click with a Daniel Jones and the weapons that are around them, they're going to be a better team.
If Joe doesn't kill them all
before the season starts. Guys are retiring left and right.
Okay, number 5. Somebody that I am petrified of, Terry McLaurin.
Great receiver.
With Fitzpatrick this year, he's going to have a career year. He's already had a nice little career. He's somebody that I think is a real difference maker. And I see people underselling him left and right all the time. And I'd be over the moon to have him on my team. I think he's a star.
Man, McLaurin's a star. He has separated himself as the premier wide receiver one down there. Yep. Given the fact that last year he had a deal with... you know, Alex Smith and what was it, Tyler Heineken or Heineke, Dwayne Haskins. He had nobody to really sling it, and now he's getting a pure slinger of the football in Fitzpatrick, and I think that means the sky's the limit for this kid. So
I think fantasy-wise, he's going to have a top 10 season for that position.
Not opposed to that theory at all.
Number 4, another one of your boys.
That was number 5?
That was number 5.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm just losing my mind here. So we're in the top 5. Here we go.
We're in the top 5.
I'm just, okay. We're just cruising through.
Cruising through. We'll get to honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get to all that. At number 4, Amari Cooper. Wow.
I think
he's the best receiver in the division.
I don't think he's the best receiver on the team.
CeeDee Lamb is not a top 10 player.
You bet your ass he is. No, and he is you not. Will see. You're going to, all right. I can't wait. I'm just looking at the timestamp there to make sure that I have it forever, just so I can put that with a picture of you and just have it like, I'll send it out to Freezing Takes Exposed.
Okay.
And old takes exposed. CeeDee Lamb's going to be wide receiver one in Dallas by like week four.
That might be all well and true because he gets more looks, but I think still on a
I think Amari Cooper is probably, and I said this yesterday in a tweet against Fox Sports, I think they asked who's the best route runner in football out of like the following six, and they left Cooper off the list. I said, Amari Cooper has route running abilities that nobody else has. Like this guy, I remember it was the first game he was a Dallas Cowboy, first game against Tennessee, Monday Night Football. He ran a little bit of an in and a break. Like I'm talking break to the sidelines to the pylon. I never seen somebody just crucify a cornerback like he did. And I said, this kid's got real talent, breakaway speed when he's in the open field. Yes, Cooper deserves to be.
Why do you think people are like hating on him or sleeping on him?
It's because he has this stigma around him that he doesn't show up in certain games, like a little bit of a lackadaisical, like, oh, I just ran the fly route, so the next one I'm just going to take a playoff or two. You know what I mean? He's got that stigma around him. I think that this year in particular, the Dallas Cowboys offense, they have a chance to fly high, man. If everybody stays healthy and upright, I mean, Cooper's going to benefit from everybody. I mean, they're going to have to put more attention on CeeDee Lamb. They're going to have to give more attention to Michael Gallup, stack the box against Zeke. You know, there's going to be, you know, you have to have some answers. And I think Cooper, he's definitely worth being on this list. Yeah.
I think you're being a little hard on him yourself.
I am. You're probably right. I'm like I said, I'm overcritical.
Look, you can send anything I want, anything I say to Freezing Takes. I'm not saying Amari Cooper's going to have a better year than CeeDee Lamb. I'm saying that right now, pure talent level, I think Cooper's still better than CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, fair. Your list.
Damn right. Number three, James Bradbury, cornerback for the Giants. You mentioned it yourself, how good this defense is, and he proved last year that he is a top five corner in the NFL. No doubt about it.
Definitely better than any corner Cowboys have. I'll put
he's the best cornerback in the division.
I'll put Trayvon Diggs up there, but he's in a second year where I just don't, you know, we'll see. That's a wait and see thing. The Eagles corners are terrible. The Washington football team's corners are just, they're suspect as well. Give Bradbury.
Washington's cornerbacks benefit from that D-line.
Yes, I mean, that D-line, I mean, that's probably your number one. But, well, that I won't do any spoilers anymore.
So Bradbury at number three, he will again anchor a – he makes the other corners better because he picks up so much slack. He makes the safeties better.
Definitely.
He made Jabril Peppers – he helped make Jabril Peppers look like $1 million last year.
And Jabril Peppers is a great player too.
Right.
So just getting enhanced by a guy like Bradbury, that's definitely a good thing.
So Bradbury at number three. I'll go into the honorable mentions now.
Okay.
I'm going to throw out some players that I at least threw on the list. I had to put Daniel Jones on there just to have the name there as the quarterback of a team, but he is not a top 10 player in the division. Blake Martinez has had year after year.
But I loved him more when he's in Green Bay, but now he's a Giant and it sucks.
Yeah, but Green Bay fans will even say he's more of a compiler than a pure talent, which is kind of like, I think, wrong in a way.
I mean, you could talk to Gooch about that. I'm sure he's got some insight.
But I really like Blake Martinez. And another guy who stepped it up lately is Leonard Williams for the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, he was traded for a bag of balls, really. You know what I mean? I think it was like a 6th, 7th round pick or some crap like that.
I think it was like a flex 5th or 4th.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, they got an absolute steal.
And he has really come into his own.
Yeah.
And the Giants just got Adoree Jackson to help Bradbury. That defense, like you said,
it's going
to
be good.
It could be great.
It could be good.
From the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb on the list, didn't make the cut. And Zeke, who I think has kind of free fallen a little bit over the last couple of years.
I'm a big Zeke apologist, especially for last year with the offensive line went through about 44 different combinations. Dak went down. That's a big pressure to put on your shoulders trying to carry the team. And unfortunately, carrying the team caused fumbling issues because I've never seen the guy put the ball on the carpet more than Zeke did last year. Very down year for Zeke. I think there's a big chip on the shoulder. I think he came into camp 10 pounds lighter. He's never been in this better shape than since college, they're saying. So the kid's still young, man. He's got time to redevelop with a good offensive line back and upright. Dak's back. I think Zeke, look, I made a $500 bet at the bar at our opening party at the Chop Sports Media website launch party. $500 that Ezekiel Elliott will have a more all-purpose yards than Saquon Barkley this year.
That is a safe bet, I'd say, especially if Saquon misses. If
Barkley misses, I mean, that's, I'll be cruising.
Snap count. So,
yeah, I mean, your backup running backs, you know.
What were the odds on that?
I don't know. There's no odds. It's just.
Straight. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. It wasn't like a DraftKings thing. It was like just me and the guy shook hands and said, I bet you.
I think you're safe on that one.
I think I might be safe too. I'm confident.
I don't think he's better than Saquon right now, though.
As a total runner?
As a total
probably package. Not, to be honest with you. I think Saquon's got a little bit more versatility. I think he could catch the ball better out of the backfield. You have to be a more well-rounded running back. But I think, that, like I said, I think Zeke's got a massive chip on his shoulder right
One
now.
One thing as a Giant fan I'm always afraid of is Zeke streaking down the field.
Service Team of Professionals, a.k.a. Stop Restoration of Edison, is a locally owned and operated business that provides professional disaster cleaning and restoration services, including a 24-hour emergency service to homeowners, property managers, real estate investors, and insurance companies alike. Stop Restoration helps people overcome the stress and anxiety of unforeseen circumstances caused by fire, smoke, water, mold, and other unexpected damages. As part of a nationally recognized restoration franchise, Stop Restoration of Edison is backed by the best technical advisors and business consultants in the country. Visit them right now online at www.stop-edison.com. He's fast.
Down the sideline.
Yeah, man, he's fast.
He always makes the play, too.
Yes.
But I think he's another guy who has to prove it this year, personally. Mm-hmm. From the Eagles, who I think are a disaster, and I think they will be a bottom five NFL team this year.
I say 4 wins, probably. Maybe, and that's being might be generous.
They will have a top 5 draft pick next year. Yeah. I really feel that.
And they're hoping Wentz doesn't play because then he gets another draft pick
right.
from that trade. But go ahead, sorry.
Right. Here's some guys who I threw on. Lane Johnson's a good offensive tackle, but he's not a
top 10. Yeah.
Zach Ertz has fallen. Dallas Goedert's better.
I like Goddard better, yeah.
He was probably the closest Eagle to making this list, but I couldn't put him over the end of the other guys. Brandon Brooks, another good guard in the division, and Fletcher Cox has been doing it year after year.
I mean,
year.
He's just a cowboy killer. I hate Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, and Brandon Graham. So really no Eagles that could have cracked the top 10.
True.
From Washington, you know, it's a little bit of a spoiler if I say so-and-so. I like Antonio Gibson. I don't think he's top 10, but I think he's a good player.
He's going to be a decent little fantasy pick this year, I think. I think that people are sleeping on that, and I think he showed it last year that he's got the ability to be a three-down back. So
I completely agree. I think he's a good player.
Big news.
And then two of their defensive players who I think are on the up-and-up. One kind of saved his career, and that's Jonathan Allen, who's become a real force on the D-line. Mm-hmm. And Montez Sweat scares me.
That defensive line in general is just –
really good.
Petrifying. Like, they're going to scare some people.
Yeah. And I think you know who the top two are without me saying it.
I know one at least. I mean,
you know
one
the
of
other
them.
Based on previous conversation.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go back.
Anyone you think is missing here?
Out of the.
Off the top of your head.
When I look at the Cowboys, I'm not putting Gallup there. I'm not, you know, you put Dak at 10, so like I guess he's just chilling there at 10. You don't put Zeke on, which again, understandably so, based off of last year. Zach Martin might be the top two, just based off of conversations. I want to say that, but Tyron Smith is, you know, he's back to being, you know, kind of big tree fall hard. We always worry about every time he hits the ground, we think he's going to break. But D line, you already said Lawrence. So, yeah, let's just get into the top two because I think I know where you're going with it.
Let's get into the top two. By the way, before we get into the top two, let's not get into the top two.
Okay.
Your team's on Hard Knocks this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's on tonight. So,
for any Chart Chopper listeners who haven't heard your take on it already, real quick, what do you think of Hard Knocks so far?
I love it. I mean, here's the thing. When you're like, you and I both are in the same field of content creation, right? So we are all about more content whenever, and especially about our team. If there was a documentary about the Detroit Tigers going on and following them around, or even the Giants, you know, you'd be like, I'm all for that. Now, a lot of my colleagues in Cowboys Nation on, you know, different podcasts and stuff like that, they're just like, we don't need the distraction. Stop shoving the HBO cameras up our asses. And I knew a couple people that went out to Oxnard for training camp, and they said they couldn't even find an HBO camera. So they were very invasive. So I think it's a great way to really get an in-depth look at some of the guys that you might not know on the roster. Right off the rip, episode one was full Dak, full Zeke, full mainstream guys, Micah Parsons, you know, like that. But tonight, as we record this, it's Tuesday as it drops this. This will drop tomorrow morning. On a Wednesday, and I think that you're going to get more of the younger guys, the not so known guys, like
the
all
guys
that stuff
on the bubble,
right? Storylines will start to develop. You know all the stories because today is cut down day anyway. As we record this, it's August 17th. This is NFL cut down day, so there's going to be 5 cuts made by every team in the NFL. So it'll be interesting. They're a week behind.
Work up to it.
They're a week behind, but you'll know originally. But I think any extra content for football, and especially if you're the fan of a team, you can't go wrong. Yeah. I don't.
And some of the people in your Cowboy Nation, they should know that a lot of segments are pre-planned with HBO, with the team.
Of course, of course. Yeah. Points.
It's like, not as invasive as
I don't think. I don't think like McCarthy is this rah-rah guy, but when those cameras are in his face, he'll show you some rah-rah just for that minute. You know, he also showed us Mojo, which was ridiculous.
He is the biggest knock I've seen, not on the show, but, you know, of the characters in the show, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you could probably talk to Gucci about that. He was all over the last 14 years as the coach of the Packers, and he hated his guts. I mean, I was like, dude, the guy brought you a Super Bowl. He's like, no, Aaron Rodgers brought us a Super Bowl. So Coach that Aaron. Makes sense.
All right, let's get to it. Top two, number two, Zach Martin.
Yeah. Zach Martin is the one, I want to say.
He's the top guard in the NFL, in my opinion.
He's probably him and, I can't think of his name off the top of my head now, all of a sudden. The guard from the Colts.
Quentin Nelson.
I think Nelson is a little bit better. Just a little bit. It's like a 1A, 1B almost. Yeah. Zach Martin, he'll have his hands full this year, especially with that Washington front. Even the Giants front, I think he'll have his hands full this year, but he's one of those guys I never have to worry about not answering the bell. You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely going to be one of those guys that are durable. Yes, he got injured last year, but again, they kicked him out the right tackle last year because we had no right tackle, and that's when he got hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he's, it's like, you're out of position. Right. Yeah. So Zach Martin, I agree with, and I already know you're number one.
Number one, Chase Young.
Chase Young is probably the most feared defensive player in the league right now, and it happened so fast. Like, there was no build to this guy. It was just like, hey, by the way, I'm the best, right, and you're about to find out.
And he made his defense a force to be reckoned with.
That, yeah.
And what's crazy is Pro Football Focus still has him at like number eight coming into the year of defensive ends, but he'll be one by the end. Like, there's no doubt.
100%. 100%.
He is the best player in the division.
Definitely.
I am in awe watching him. And as a Giant fan, I want to hate him, but I just can't, because the guy, you know, I'm a Buckeye fan as well, but just watching, you can't help but respect him.
Right.
And it's just, those are the type of guys you want. You know when they say you never want to beat a team who's injured? You want to beat a team when Chase Young's on the field. Like, yeah, you want to beat Washington with him on the field.
I mean, I know. I think we had this conversation. I'm just like, I hope they're all off the field.
I get what you're saying.
Yes, but yeah, he's the best of the best. You want to beat the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah.
And if we can run a ball down his throat, his side of the field, all power to our offensive line. I just don't see it happening.
No.
You got to run away from that guy.
And he makes the guys I mentioned before, Montez Sweat, Jonathan Allen, everyone's better because of him.
100%. Agreed.
That's the list. Let's recap it real quick. Number 10, Dak Prescott. Number 9, Saquon Barkley. Number 8, Kenny Golladay. Number 7, DeMarcus Lawrence. Number 6, Brandon Scherff. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Scherff. Number 5, Terry McLaurin. Number 4, Amari Cooper. Number 3, James Bradbury. Number 2, Zach Martin. Number 1, Chase Young. Any real gripes with that list other than CeeDee Lamb not being on there?
Dak Prescott should be in the top 5. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. That's the only grip I have.
No, never mind. all right, that's my top 10 in the NFC East right now. We will be back this week.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll do the AFC East, so stay tuned for that. But as for the top 10 NFC East players, that's that.
Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.